you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Good day, everyone. This is Dario Archer, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes alive. NaturalChoice.net and the Natural Choice Network Web Companion Guide have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, to stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me the first and second Tuesdays at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Joining me today is Deborah Forrest. Deborah has a Bachelor of Science in Journalism from Ohio University. She is a licensed clinical hypnotherapist for over 10 years, having conducted over 2,000 hypnotherapy sessions. As a graduate from Bennett Stellar University, certified in neuro-linguistic hypnotherapy, clinical hypnotherapy, timeline coach, and a regression specialist, in addition to being certified as a licensed master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming from the founder of NLP, Dr. Richard Bandler. She received a second certification from Linda Gale and Associates as a master practitioner of NLP as well. In 2009, she became certified as a practitioner of Matrix Energetic. The same year, she was ordained as a reverend at the Universal Life Church. In Sedona, over 30 years ago, she received certification in Reiki 1 and 2, a member of the Hands-On Trade Association, Mensa, and the International Hypnotherapy Association. Wow, what a list, Deborah. The fact that hypnosis is a natural state of being that we enter into 2 to 4 times a day, sleeping to wake, any time that we are engrossed in something that has everything else fading into the background and waking to sleep. The use of hypnosis has gained greater visibility, and in the last decade, you're always hearing about hypnosis on the internet, radio, TV, or a magazine article mentioning the benefits of hypnosis for anxiety or pain. Wow, what a great career to be in, Deborah. We'll be right back with much more from Deborah right after these short messages.
During turbulent times or life transition, it is comforting to have guidance. Get in touch with your angels and guides. Liz MacDonald at Channeled Angel Readings is a spiritual channel. She can offer thorough, concise, and specific information to help you gain inner knowledge and self-awareness. Understand, reveal, and unblock your past issues, fears, and blockages. Call Liz at 206-367-5683 today to get your reading, or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Angel Readings.
Catherine Larson at InnerSource Counseling has over 30 years' experience providing mental health care. She believes that therapy is a personal journey. Her mission is to offer guidance to those who are dedicated to their personal healing. Sessions are conducted in an atmosphere of warmth, openness, and respect. Catherine works with children, adults, and couples to help them find the most effective path for healing. Start your healing today. Call 206-933-1710. Or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Inner Source Counseling.
Sanko is about the living arts of life, where we embrace new strategies and ways of being within our world through studies of shamanic traditions. Allison Lancel is the founder of Sanko. Curious about shamanism? Enroll in one of Allison's classes. She's also available for private consultations and healing services, and conducting shamanic ceremonies. To find out more about shamanism, call 425-334-9403 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Sanko. That's S-O-N-Q-O.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Kendra Ramos with Washington Trails Association, and you're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm back with Deborah Forrest, hypnotherapy, sharing how to deal with anxiety and trauma through hypnosis relief. Deborah, how did you get started with hypnotherapy and anxiety relief?
Well, first of all, thank you, Darielle, for having me. I'm delighted to be here. I've always been interested in doing healing work and realized that there's a real need to help people who are feeling anxiety and have experienced trauma.
It's my understanding that there are several parts of a hypnotherapy session that includes, you know, the interview, the history and their issues, and then that relaxation part, suggestions, coming back to awareness, and even that self-care part. Can you tell me more about treating anxiety and what does your typical session look like?
Well, a typical session is very relaxing. Some people ask if they can be made to do something that they don't want to do, and the answer is no, they can't. What I do is simply help them do what they want to do. And before we actually do the hypnosis, we discuss their issues and what they'd like to change, because everyone has different needs. We also talk about the specific suggestions we'll put into their hypnosis to help them make those changes. Everything is really very personalized. During hypnosis, people often go to sleep, but it's not necessary. Most people experience a wonderful sense of peace and tranquility, and they wake up feeling refreshed and energized, but yet calm. I record their sessions so they can listen to the recording at bedtime, which reinforces the changes that they want to make. It's fine if they go to sleep while listening because their unconscious mind will hear everything that it needs to hear. And I often give homework to strengthen the suggestions.
Wow. Do you often get asked the questions, how many sessions is it going to take? Or does it depend on like their comfort level? It could be 3 for some people or 8 for others or 20 for others. Do they ask that question a lot? It's like, well, I want to know if I'm going to go. Am I going to be there for the rest of my life? Or is this just like a one-off?
Well, it varies. You're absolutely right. It can be a very short period of time or long. It depends on what the issue is and how long they've had the issue and how much time they're willing to devote to their own self-care.
Right. Well, I like that. You give homework. So what would homework look like?
Well, homework would vary depending on the person, but let's say someone is feeling a lot of stress. Of course, I'm sure you don't know anybody who's stressed out, right?
No.
So I'll give you an example of an exercise that really anyone can use to help them relax. With practice and repetition, it becomes more and more effective and easier to do. So here it is. And by the way, when you do this, do it a little bit slower. Just take your time. I'll go through it now, but when you do it, there's no need to hurry. And please, don't do this if you're driving. Don't do it right now. If you're operating machinery, stop the machinery. Don't do it now. You can always do this later, and it'll be on the archive, so you can always check it later. So here's the exercise that you can do. Just imagine your relaxing place. It may be at a stream or in the mountains, maybe by a lake or the ocean. And just notice what you notice. What time of year is it? What time of day is it? What colors do you see? What sounds do you hear? Are there animals? Are there trees, rocks, water? What's the temperature like? Is the sun shining? Are there clouds in the sky? Is there a breeze? And do you smell flowers or the water? Just notice what you notice. There's no right or wrong. This is your relaxing place. It's all yours. And actually, each time you do this, you may notice new and different things, and that's fine. So now, while being in this wonderful place, focus for a moment on your breathing and say to yourself as you breathe in and out, whenever I'm in a tense situation or around difficult people, I pause and take a breath in and let it out. And remember this calm and peaceful place, and I find I'm able to more easily deal with difficult people and stressful situations. So this is an abbreviated session of something that I use often in hypnosis, just to give you an example.
So that was a great example of what self-care is, and doing something when it's a nuisance rather than when it's a full-blown crisis. Would you tell people to come in earlier for a session when you notice that it's interfering in their everyday life?
Well, this goes back to what you were asking before about how many sessions. If you take care of yourself and you do relaxation on a regular basis, you're not going to end up in crisis. And it'll be easier and easier for you to maintain a sense of calm and stressless life. If you wait until there's a stress or a trauma, then it may take a little bit longer. So yes, self-care and taking care of yourself and doing it often would be very, very helpful.
Just like you always put on your air mask first in the airplane so you can help everybody else. It's like if you take care of you, everybody else benefits. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Yes, put on your mask first and then the ones around you.
All righty. So tell me, who can benefit from hypnotherapy? Is there a certain groups of people that could benefit more, or is it everyone? Just who benefits?
I would say everyone. I think everyone can benefit from relaxation and stress relief. It's really designed to help everybody.
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of things that happen in life is our state of mind, and it's kind of how we respond to that state of mind. And as a hypnotherapist, that when somebody has an event or a trauma or an anxiety, how do you get somebody back to that, like, that pre-event state of mind without the fears?
It's a gradual process, and again, it depends on the person. If it's a trauma like, say, a car accident, where somebody is afraid to get back into a car, it's a gradual process, and by gradual, I mean it's not snapping your fingers. But it can take a short period of time or longer, and we work at getting them back into being comfortable doing what they did before. And that's really the important part of it. If somebody has a trauma, they want to be able to be as comfortable as they were before that trauma, and that's what we aim for.
So is rehearsal, like you always hear, you know, like in ads and things that, you know, you rehearse and you visualize and that, are those important key points in the recovery or going back to that pre-event state of mind?
To some extent, yeah. And I would say not only visualize, but imagine, because some people don't visualize, they feel things.
Right.
So it may be feeling it may be visualizing. It varies with each person. And that's what I meant about personalized. Each person has different things that are going to help them get back to where they want to be. And that's the goal, is to get back to what's right for them. It's not anyone else. It's getting to their optimum place.
So, like, to get back to that pre-event, like, somebody could be triggered by a smell or a sight or a sound.
Absolutely.
And so personalizing it to whatever their triggers are and desensitizing them to that particular trigger. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That's one of the things, absolutely. And yes, smell is incredibly powerful. I mean, if you imagine the smell of, say, chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, I can.
It has a very powerful effect. Sometimes it's sight. If you watch somebody eating a lemon.
You can smell it. You can taste it. Your mouth's watering.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
But if it's something like a car accident, because that's a trauma that is a sudden thing, it may be going back to that place.
I see.
It may be the sound of a car tire screeching.
I see. So or metal banging or something. Or
yes.
You hear somebody screaming and not recognizing it's you doing the screaming.
Yes, and desensitizing them, yeah. And it's not immersing them in it. It's finding different ways for them to perceive that thing so that they don't feel that same stress.
Wow, those are all great ideas. Deborah, it's my understanding that there's several parts of a hypnosis session, and we talked a little bit, but could you expand on, you know, like, when you're talking about the history and that, are you talking, like, just the history of the event or early things in life? Could you kind of go through more of, like, what that process is when people call to talk to you?
Yeah, very often it's dealing with a trauma like a car accident, which is a sudden but identifiable incident, as opposed to something that happened when they were younger. If it's something like a car accident, then I want just the bare bones of it. The reason is if they start to describe all of the details and they start to relive it and feel it, and we don't want them to do that. We want to get away from that. If it's an early childhood, say, something, again, I don't want all of the detail. They know all of that. What I want to do is help them learn how, give the skills how to cope and get past that problem. If it's a trauma like, again, a car accident or a fall, they want to get back to the way they were before that accident. To be, say, if it's, again, using cars, to be comfortable getting into the car or maybe driving through that same spot.
So if they, like, what if they were a kid and they were involved in multiple car accidents, and an adult, you know, they're getting in fender benders or whatnot, is when they talk to you and they bring up that, how would you talk to them? It's like, you know, you come in and we'll finish the interview and the history, but that would play a part in their desensitizing. Is that right?
Yeah, and exactly what I would do would depend on what their accidents are like. Chances are they're similar.
Okay.
They're either going to be a lot of rear-end collisions or something similar, because it's going to be, in some respects, a learned behavior. So
I see.
Object is then to get them to be paying more attention to what they're doing.
To unlearn that behavior.
Exactly.
I bet they'll do good in that relaxation part.
Absolutely. Some of the things we learn as kids are very, very useful, like learning how to cross the street. We look left and right and left. That's useful your whole life. Some behaviors we learn when we're younger are not useful. I mean, before we had verbal skills, if we wanted something, we'd scream, which works for children, not so much for adults. So that kind of thing isn't useful. It's not bad, it's just not useful. So helping them to learn behaviors that are more useful.
And teaching them to relax in those previously stressful situations or their triggers, I imagine. Relaxation, or it becomes like an art form for them to just say, if I exhale, you know, I'm going to be in my good place.
Yes. Yeah. And what they do is they bring the feelings of relaxation from that. I can give you an example of desensitizing.
Okay.
There was a gentleman I was working with who was rear-ended, and every time he saw a car in the rearview mirror, he tensed up. Anxiety attack, tight, you know, white knuckle, difficulty breathing, the whole thing. So what we did was, he wasn't driving very much because he was afraid to, but he would go to the mall and go shopping. So I said, when you go to the mall, back into the parking space. So there's a car behind him. Turn the car off, sit and do some breathing, looking out the front, closing your eyes, facing front. Then open your eyes, look around. You're not moving. There's nothing going on. Then look in the rearview mirror. There's a car behind you, but you're not moving. It can't hurt you. And it's reprogramming his unconscious mind. So that's desensitizing, but it's really kind of reprogramming.
I like that. So it's like you're in that situation, but you're safe. And the big thing is about feeling safe in a prior, very stressful situation or something. So some of the suggestions, do you give the suggestions in their own words, or do you, in part of the interview, you kind of learn how they speak and whatnot?
Yes, their words are in many respects more powerful than mine, because that's how they explain things and define things. Someone might say it's a car crash or an accident or an incident. Their word is going to be the most powerful. But we always go over the suggestions to make sure that they resonate with them. And very often I'll say something like, I'll ask them if they can imagine a time when they might be comfortable or when they were comfortable, and then reinforce that in hypnosis.
Right. So it's like, hello, I'm your unconscious. I'm talking to you. I'm your inner dialogue that you're having. But I mean, really, I mean, you know, kind of joke about it, but it's very serious to use the words that they would normally use, or their inner dialogue with themselves. They would use those words. So you're kind of slipping into how they would be talking to themselves. Is that what you're saying?
To some extent, yeah. And sometimes, and making sure that the suggestions we put in are always in the positive. And always in the present. So a suggestion that I might use might be something like, and you can imagine yourself at some time in the future being comfortable being in a car.
Okay. And so as people come back to awareness, are they sleepy? Are they wide awake? You know, it's like when they're coming out of hypnosis, there are different things that happen to different people. I mean, some are what pop up, I imagine, wide awake, and others are slower.
Yes, they're not sleepy when they come out of hypnosis. They're either totally wide awake or they're beginning to become more aware. But they're awake and alert. There's a sense of calm, and it's not a tired sense of calm. It's a quiet sense of calm, and an energized feeling. But again, it's a quiet feeling of being energized. You're ready to do whatever you need to do. And so, yeah, I always count people back. And at the end, I always put in there, if it's a time for sleep, you can go to sleep. If it's a time to wake, you can come back.
Right. Sounds like a being in a relaxed, alert state.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that's very, very fun. So talked a little bit more about, like, we talked some about the self-care and things like that. So what are things that people could do, like, every day, just right now? How could they, like, engage in something sort of like a self-care, an easy one for themselves?
But one of the easiest things to do is to take some time out to just sit and calm yourself down. And if you can focus on your breathing, it's easy. You don't need any extra tools or anything. So put yourself in a comfortable chair and allow yourself to breathe in fully and out fully, and do it to a count of three or four. So breathing in, counting three, and then pause for a moment and then exhale. And make sure you're sitting down. And if you start to feel lightheaded, it means you're hyperventilating. So
so slow it down.
Yeah. But by focusing on the breathing and allowing yourself to feel your lungs fill up with air and just counting and focusing, if you can give your attention to that, it kind of pushes all the other thoughts that might be getting in the way or causing stress, pushing them out of the way.
Right, and it brings your physiology back into that calm, relaxed state. And there's a cascade of chemicals that bring you into that state of kind of well-being. You feel immediately present, that, you know, you're available in that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's
good. If you can give yourself maybe 5 minutes to do that, that's great. And if your mind wanders, just bring yourself back.
Oh, that's nice to be able to do that. And they always talk about breath, you know, the breath of life. So, mm-hmm. Deborah, it's great. I just love talking about this. And for our listeners, I think that you've given them some really valuable information. We'll be right back with some closing thoughts from Deborah as soon as we return after these short messages.
Life is a journey. Are you on the right path for you? Dr. Jody Burr can help you move forward and uncage yourself from negativity in the past. Dr. Berg is a naturopathic physician who focuses on treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. She provides individualized counseling and healing. Free yourself with loving and compassionate guidance. Call Dr. Berg at 425-258-2325 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search Berg.
Would you like to become more authentic? Release your outdated patterns, manifest your desires more easily, and become better connected with your inner guidance? Christine Upchurch invites you to discover your true light through healing and transformation. Christine is the co-author of a transformational process called the 111 Activation. Christine has been a healer, author, and teacher of healing internationally. To find out more about this healing approach, call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. Or visit naturalchoice.net. Keyword search Upchurch.
Do you want a physician who takes the time to uncover the cause of your disease and treats you like an individual instead of just a patient? We understand. At Integrative Family Natural Health Clinic, our team and Dr. Jody Berg care about you. We combine Western medicine with naturopathic medicine, oriental medicine, nutrition, and counseling to treat your mind, body, and spirit as a whole. We specialize in family medicine, women's health, pediatrics, and integrative counseling. To find out more about our practice, call 425-258-2325 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, integrative family natural health.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Nina at Nina's Yoga World, and you're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
Deborah, what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
I guess the knowledge that relaxation through hypnotherapy is helpful and available to everyone. I do all my sessions online, so I truly am available to anyone, anywhere.
I read this line that says that once you make a hypnotherapy session, you're always in therapy, and if you make the next one, you continue your therapy. Is that true?
To some extent, yeah. And the fact that I make recordings of the hypnosis, yeah, they keep listening to it and going on, and they have their recordings.
Well, you know, the knowledge that relaxation through hypnotherapy is available to everyone and that you do your sessions online, that has to be a great comfort to people, knowing that they have a backup or they can put themselves in their comfortable chair and that they can, you know, do that session anywhere at any time, and that if they need that comfort, that it's available.
Anytime, any place. So if you have snowstorms and can't get out, that's that's fine. We can still do a session.
We can do those sessions.
Yeah.
All right. So is there one thing in closing that you would really like to leave people with today?
Just that it's something to think about, to take care of yourself. Self-care, as you said, is so important, and hypnotherapy can help people do that. It helps them achieve the goals that they want to achieve.
So how can people find you, Deborah?
Well, they can look at my website, which is www.harmonyhealthhealing.com. They can contact me by email, which is Deborah@harmonyhealthhealing.com. And my phone number is 206-372-9930. They can call or text. I always want to talk to someone before they schedule an appointment so we can get to know each other a little bit before we spend some time together.
Great. Well, that is always that kind of pre-introduction to get the feel of the person. They can get the feel of you and really what's going on before you do that. That's a great idea. You can also keyword search hypnosis on naturalchoice.net, and Deborah's contact information will be listed along with an archive of today's show. You also find hundreds of other great resources and valuable information to help you make the best choices for you, your family, and your community. So be sure to check it out. And thank you again for joining me today, Deborah.
Thank you for having me here today.
And a big thanks to our listeners for choosing to join us today. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively our experiences create our community. So online, on print, or on air, thank you for making the natural choice.
Straight down the line till we get